times fear can trap us in our comfort zone and prevent us from learning new things and growing. So instead of remaining trapped, we have to learn to break out. For example, when I was in my early 20s, I decided to take piano lessons, something I had always wanted to do as a child. About 3 months into my lessons, the teacher scheduled a recital for all of her students. Now, all of her students were 10, 11, 12 years old, and they had been taking lessons for years. I had been taking them for 3 months. I was nervous, but I was excited, so I decided to learn my favorite piece of music, Franz Schubert's Ave Maria. Pretty complicated piece for a beginner. The night of the recital, I had my music, and I walked up on stage, hands shaking, sat down at the piano. I started to play. I got about halfway through, and I got stuck on a complicated phrase. Okay, no problem. I went back and started that phrase again. Again, I got stuck. I didn't know what to do. I could feel my stomach churning, and I heard a voice inside say, "Gilda, you're making a fool of yourself." Finally, I stopped playing. I looked up at the audience and I asked, "Does anyone mind if I start over?" No one answered. So I started over from the beginning of the song. And this time I made it through without stopping, hitting every single note. When I was done, I stood up and they applauded me. I was exhilarated. I had broken through my fears and made it to the other side. To this day, anytime I'm feeling trapped in my comfort zone, I remember what it felt like to break out at my piano recital. And it helps me continue to break out. Now, wait a minute, you might be saying. Gilda, hello, we're Toastmasters, remember? We're all about breaking out of our comfort zone. We stand up in front of people and give speeches, something most people fear more than they fear death. Yes, you're right. We do break out of our comfort zone when we come to our first Toastmaster meeting or give our icebreaker speech. But then, what usually happens? We get comfortable with the discomfort of giving a speech. We reach a new plateau, a new comfort zone, and we stop growing. We're okay making it through the icebreaker. We focus on organizing our speech and speaking with sincerity. But when it comes to using vocal variety or body language, suddenly we get too busy to come to the meetings. We make excuses because we're scared. We're afraid. We're going to make fools of ourselves in front of all these people. It may be a new comfort zone, but we're still trapped in it. A few weeks ago, I was working with a woman named Kathy. She was giving a speech about her favorite pet, a dog named Tippy. Now, Kathy had become comfortable with the mechanics of giving a speech, but the idea of using vocal variety absolutely terrified her. There was a section during her speech where she spoke about how Tippy would howl anytime the police sirens would go by the house. So I said to her, "Kathy, are you afraid to howl?" She just looked at me. "What are you talking about, Gilda? Kathy, are you afraid to howl? You know, like Tippy did. You could do it during the speech." Again, a blank stare. "Gilda, I don't think I can do that." But I knew she could do it, and so we worked on it together. And the night of the speech, Kathy got up there. And when she got to that part about Tippy and the police sirens going by the house, she howled. Howl! It was a little howl, but it was a howl nonetheless, and the audience loved it. When she was done, she came up to me with her shoulders thrown back proudly, and she said, "Gilda, I howled tonight, and it felt good." You can be sure that confidence will spill out into other speeches for Kathy and other parts of her life. What about you, fellow Toastmasters and welcome guests? Are you afraid to howl? Will you break out of your comfort zone and howl with me tonight? Right here, right now, on the count of three. One, two, three! Fabulous! You guys are great! Didn't that feel good? Let's do it again, this time even louder. I want all of Region 7 to hear us, because I want you to remember what it feels like to break out of your comfort zone. So the next time you're feeling trapped, you're not afraid